All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, starting to wind down the 2020-2021 school year. And, of course, the class of 2021 in Mercer County, they've already graduated. And we visit with the senior Matthew Gray. And before we talk about his senior year, baseball kid, that season still progressing, played football for the Golden Eagles. This is a kid that grew up in 4-H in Mercer County. And I know his 4-H club is the Hamlet Handy Helpers. I saw him out at the Honor Marker program at the Sugar Grove Cemetery a couple of weeks ago working on that project. So, Matthew, thanks for coming into the studios today. Tell us about 4-H. How long ago did that begin? And I know you're a proud Hamlet Handy Helper, right?
Yep. I've done been in 4-H most of my life now. Been sheep for 10 years, rabbits for 5 years. And various other projects in there for a few years here and there. And like you mentioned earlier, one of our most popular projects that we do, or we've been doing lately, is the Veterans Grave Markers Project. We started that about a couple years ago now. And we've been able to do the Sugar Grove Cemetery and the Hamlet Cemetery. And we're working on getting more funds to raise for the other markers for various cemeteries in the area.
And how neat is that project? I know I was out there the one Saturday morning at the Sugar Grove Cemetery, and I think one of the graves dated back to like the 1860s, where you're talking about a Civil War veteran from Mercer County. So it's a neat project to recognize that. But I think, too, you know, more than just a public service project, it's kind of a history lesson, too. How neat of a... You know, what have you learned from all this, I guess?
Yeah, it is. A lot of the community has reached out to us to thank us for doing this project. And I've learned so much over doing it these past 2 years. And, yeah, like you said, there's lots of old gravestones that we can barely make out, but we can read them just enough to know that they were a veteran and we need to mark their grave there.
Do you remember your first 4-H, like, project way back when you, I don't know, maybe at a show? You said you showed rabbits at one time. I mean, do you remember getting out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds as, like, an 8-year-old and saying, well, I'm going all in now?
Yep, I do. I had no idea what I was doing when I first started out, but, you know, my mom really helped me get into it because she was in 4-H her whole life, pretty much. And, it just took off from there.
All right, so, you know, we talk about the impact that the pandemic has had on, you know, education and interscholastic athletics. You know, you didn't get a junior baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
But then for a kid that has grown up in 4-H, you know, not getting, I know they tried to do some virtual things last summer, but that's a lot different than going out to sweat in the hog barn or the cattle barn or whatever at the Mercer County Fairgrounds in July. How much did you miss that last year? And then kind of segueing to this year, it's going to be pretty probably bittersweet for you because this is the last year as a 4-H'er, right?
Yeah. Well, last year was tough. We did it all virtually last year, and that was really a challenge to do with, you know, especially the sheep this year, and I'm sure other livestock as well. But, this year, being my last year and all, I'm glad that, you know, I don't have to slave away working all the time, but then again, it's been my whole life, and I'll miss it for sure.
Yeah. All right. So 4-H, a big part of your life, and, you know, officially a graduate, a 2021 graduate of Mercer County High School. Baseball season still progressing. This is the last week of the regular season, and then next week is the postseason. So you're kind of at that moment where you're nearing the end. Are you reflective of, like, you know, your days at Mercer County High School?
I've looked back on it quite a bit recently, you know, telling myself, could I have done better here or there? But I've been trying just to focus on what I'm doing and not get too focused on the past at this point.
Yeah, and then getting a football season, you know, that's a huge question mark that there was even going to be a football season this year. It was weird when late January rolled around and then all of a sudden, well, they're going to play football, but it's going to be in the spring. Did you feel pretty good about getting that opportunity? I know it was weird playing in the spring, but the weather kind of made, you know, most of the six Friday nights this year felt like kind of fall football weather. Do you think you got the most out of the football season? It felt like high school football?
I think we made the most of it. Like you said, we didn't even know if we were going to have it, and then last minute rolled around and said we were going to have it, and we were all excited, and we all decided we wanted to make the most of that season, and I think we did this year.
You know, and I was talking to Braden Williams about a couple weeks ago, shortly after the season ended, and I said, you know, you won a home playoff game as your junior year, got to the second round. What about this year? You had to miss that opportunity to say, let's get an opportunity to play in the postseason and see what can happen.
Yeah, that was tough when they told us we weren't going to have a postseason. But, you know, once we got over that hump, we focused on, you know, winning the next game. And that's all we could do at that point, just work with what we got handed to us.
All right, and then baseball, just, you know, I think you started playing varsity baseball as a freshman. I know it's at a young age. So what about winding down this baseball season? I know it's been weird because of the two-week advance pause where, you know, that's kind of impacted the season a little bit, and trying to get on a little roll and, you know, get games in, overcome the weather, all that. So what's baseball season been like for you?
Baseball this year, we've had fun with it, but it, like you said, it's been a struggle to get games in, because I think we played last week, we had three or four games in a couple days, and you know, it's been really tough, especially on pitchers, but we've just been trying the best we can and trying to make the most fun out of it that we can.
All right, so tell us what you're going to do next year then.
I'm attending Augustana College, majoring in engineering physics, and I'm participating in baseball and football.
That's a full plate, engineering and physics, and then football and baseball. All right, well, I know it's been great visiting with you about, you know, your impact in 4-H and, you know, playing baseball and playing football at Mercer County. In FFA, a few words about just participating in the FFA program. I know that kind of goes hand in hand with 4-H stuff.
Yep. The FFA program really does a lot for our school. You know, since I've been an FFA member for 4 years now, I've really been able to see what they've been able to do for our community, and it's really great what they've been able to accomplish.
All right, Matthew, good luck to you, and enjoy your last couple of weeks as a Mercer County Golden Eagle. You've had a great impact here in the school district, and good luck at Augustana College.
Yep. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.